Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I've got some things I want to talk about. My 2016 crystal ball predictions. That's right. This is my 16th year in 2016 to do my predictions. And so, as you know, every year I do these for the last 15, now 16 years. And at the end of the year, I come back and I reconcile. At the end of the year, in about 11 and a half months from now, I'll come back and say, okay, here's what I said, what happened, here's what happened, and here's my score. So I always reconcile those. And so here's my 2016 predictions. Number one, Wall Street's digital greed, Washington's anti-business policies, and collusion between the two, the oligarchy scenario, the crony capitalism between Washington and Wall Street will continue to create a moribund Main Street economy for small businesses. As long as those two folks are working together, you and I out here on Main Street are going to get short shrift. We have to change that, folks. And it's a political process. That's the only way to change it, is the political process. And so we have to start thinking about that. When we vote this year, we need to start voting as single-issue voters for Main Street. And I hope you'll think about that a little bit. Number two, with a declining global economy, which it is, and having exhausted financial manipulation options since 2008, capital markets, primarily Wall Street, corporate America, will struggle in 2016. Your 401k, I fear, will not be very robust, not be as exciting this year. And I think capital markets will have a tough time this year. They've run out of ways to jerry-rig their earnings up on Wall Street. And so they're going to have to deal with some reality this time. Number three, Main Street small businesses that are mature and established will fare well in 2016. I'm not saying that your business is going to be great. Our recent poll showed only about 25% of our businesses are doing well right now. 25 to 30% are doing well right now. But if you're established, if you've already got credit established, you've got customer base, and you know what you're doing, especially if you survived 2008, you'll be okay in 2016, but you got to keep doing things that your customers expect from you. Not what they expected yesterday, but what they expect today and tomorrow. Number four, economic and regulatory pressures, plus demographic trends, will perpetuate an unprecedented population decline in small businesses. Right now, small business numbers are going down, my friends, because startups are off where they've been in the past. And from a demographic standpoint, you've got a lot of baby boomers wanting to sell their businesses, but there's more baby boomers selling businesses than there are Gen Xers and Gen Ys who want to buy a business. So all of that is between the economy and the government interference in our business, the anti-business policies, and the demographic trends, which are immutable. Those are all incredibly, folks. It makes me sick to say this, but the small business sector is contracting, and I'm worried about it. Number five, new crowdfunding rules lowering the standard for direct investment in small businesses will not become a funding silver bullet for this sector. Now, you've heard me say this before. Crowdfunding for investment money is not going to be a silver bullet. It will work for some people, but when the government acts like passing that law through the SEC and everything, that's going to turn the economy around. It's going to have zero measurable effect. Zero measurable impact on the economy, but it will help a few companies. But unlike its, number six, unlike its investor equity sibling, crowdfunding lending, not equity, but lending, will proliferate across the small business sector, especially with Gen Y startups. And all that will be at the expense of traditional banks. Traditional banks are going to lose some of their franchise with small businesses because of online lending. It's going to happen. It's happening right now. Number seven, global headwinds, the specter of terrorism, 7 years of anti-business policies from the Obama administration, and the unprecedented drama of presidential politics. This campaign season we got right now is unprecedented. All of that will contribute to a flat 2016 economy with GDP stuck below 2.5%. My friends, I didn't say this in my predictions, but I am going to say it now. It is possible that we could go into a recession this year. I hope not. But it is possible. It is possible we could have at least one quarter negative. I hope and pray that it won't happen. And you know I'm not like this. You know I don't like being like this. I don't like being negative. But I've got to report to you what I see, because you have to make plans. This is not patty cake, right? This is real life. You have to make plans for these things. So think about that. Number eight, the perfect storm of slowing global economy. A crude oil glut, newly approved exports from the U.S. producers, meaning the U.S. oil producers can export oil and gas now, and OPEC's loss of pricing power, which they have lost that, will keep crude oil averaging below $50 a barrel. It's going to go lower, folks. It's in the 30s now. It's going to go even lower. And that's going to be all year long. Number nine. Slow global growth and deflationary threats will prevent the Fed from making more than one rate increase in 2016, if that. I've been hearing some rumblings that they're planning on making four or five rate increases this year. I don't believe it. And remember, for whatever it's worth, I was right last year. I said they wouldn't raise rates all of 2016. They didn't raise it until December after I reconciled my predictions. I took that one because most economists said they would raise them in June or September. I said they wouldn't, and I was right. So I'm going to cover some more of my predictions after this next break. It's 20 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. And
you ain't had it. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.